The CDC just released a new report looking at the prevalence of anemia in our country, and it really broke down age group, gender, and demographics, and the overall prevalence of anemia in our country is close to 10%. In men, it says anemia is more common in the elderly, while in women, it's much more common for preteens and teenagers. Joining us to talk more about this morning is Dr. Ross Giacomini, who is with the Hartford Healthcare Medical Group in Westport. And Dr. Giacomini, thank you for being on the show. First of all, what is anemia for people who have heard the term but don't really know much about it?
First off, I want to say good morning. I'm here to talk about anemia today. So anemia is a condition where the body does not have enough red blood cells, which are important for delivering oxygen throughout the various organs and muscles of the body.
Okay, and how do you become anemic?
So there's a couple different thoughts about how anemia occurs. In this particular age group that the study was looking at, the leading thought is that females are having their menstrual periods earlier in life than they were previously, about 100 to 200 years ago. And this chronic blood loss is leading to an anemia.
Why do you think, Dr. Giacomini, that that's happening? Why do we believe that menstrual cycles are happening earlier in life? Or is it just that we're doing a better job of reporting it and checking the data?
So we're thinking it's due to hormone dysregulation, and that can be due to a couple things. Our diets have significantly changed over the past 100 years. It's, you know, not as good, to be honest. It's very high in processed foods. We have a lot more prevalence of obesity, and that can lead to hormonal issues. We also have a lot of stress and other mental health issues that can alter our brain and the hormones released by the pituitary gland, which regulate our menstrual periods. So that's another thought.
And, you know, again, when you read this report, I think the thing that stood out to me certainly is not just the preteen, so 12 to 19 year old age group, but also it showed women 20 to 59 years old are also at a higher risk of anemia. What happens if you don't treat anemia properly? I know growing up, my sister is anemic, and I remember, you know, that remembering like her diet with deficiencies and okay, so we address it and it's fine. My mom was a registered nurse, so I remember the term being thrown around a lot, and I thought, okay, so she's colder all the time. Like these are some of the things that I thought about, but what is sort of the long-term effect if you don't actually get someone diagnosed properly with anemia? What can happen if you don't treat it properly?
So some of the short-term symptoms and what people usually present with are, like you said, cold intolerance, you know, feeling tired, shortness of breath, headaches, but persistent anemia over time can make us more susceptible to infections and can cause developmental delays if it's at a young age. Can lead to heart problems, and then in that 20 to 59 age group, it can cause complications during pregnancy.
Wow, that's a big deal. So I'm curious, is there a way to reverse it? Like, if you're anemic, can you become not anemic at some point?
Yeah, so you can take iron supplements. That's usually the most common nutritional deficiency that causes anemia. There's also vitamin B that can sometimes cause anemia. So usually what we'll do is start with some oral iron supplements. We'll continue to track levels and make sure things are headed in the right direction. In very severe, rare cases, we can do infusions of iron, which is generally taken on by the body a little bit better. But we try to avoid that if we can.
I also noticed in this report, Dr. Giacomini, that there are other groups at high risk of anemia. It said non-Hispanic, Black men and women, the elderly, and those with incomes close to the poverty lines. Why would that be?
We're probably thinking that that's due to, you know, access to quality of food and access to medical care. So identifying the issue and identifying it early enough to treat it and take care of it.
So it even kind of points the finger at the importance of going to your annual checkups, for example, or like you're saying, you know, certainly being in proximity to doctors, to hospital systems, things like that.
Yeah, so anemia is something we routinely screen for at every annual physical. And then if someone is having those symptoms that I mentioned earlier, so really stresses the importance of going for your annual checkups with your PCP, not just for anemia, but for a whole host of different illnesses, really important.
Going back to one of your initial points, Dr. Giacomini, you had mentioned that basically early puberty could be leading to these iron deficiencies for younger and younger girls, you know, as young as 12 years old. When we look at one of the high risk groups here, 12 to 19 year old girls are unfortunately right. seeing that anemia is more common for them. Are there things that we can do? I mean, you mentioned stress, you mentioned trauma, you mentioned the food that we're eating. So I would imagine that's something else. Should that be more of a priority? You know, when you first have children, you find out that you've got a little girl, for example. I mean, for both boys and girls, I would imagine this is important. But when should diet really become a huge focus? We know picky eaters, that's sort of a thing when they're toddlers and even in their elementary age, you know, levels. But when do you really focus on the diet, especially for young girls, to maybe hold off on either an early puberty or having anemia potentially?
Right. So formerly periods were usually in the 15 to 17 age range. And now with it being as early as 12, that makes dietary recommendations and changes a bit more difficult. We don't want to, you know, create a bad relationship with food at such a young age. So we definitely don't recommend diets in this age range, but just, you know, establishing a diet that's full of healthy and whole foods, and trying to minimize stress or address stress when it first comes up. Basically, prevention is our main goal.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ross Giacomini, again, with Hartford Healthcare Medical Group in Westport, thank you so much for talking about this, helping us to understand this new report from the CDC and taking a closer look at anemia in our country and who it's really impacting. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.